I wonder, boys and girls, have you ever wished that you were like somebody else? I know that when I was growing up, there were people that I thought I would like to be like. And I'm glad today that I didn't end up like them, because what you see is bad enough without thinking of what I might have been like had I been like somebody else. But sometimes when you're growing up, you sit down and you look at people, maybe they're sportsmen, maybe they're figures from history, maybe they're people who you look up to in today's generation, and you say, oh, I just wish that I was like them. I remember one night in a children's meeting asking the children what they would like to do when they grew up and what they would like to be. And of course, when I asked some little boy, he said, well, I want to be a fireman. Someone else wanted to be a doctor. A girl wanted to be a nurse. Another one wanted to be a teacher. And then this little boy put his hand up and I said, son, what would you like to be? He said to me, I'd like to be a man. And I thought to myself, that's great. He said to me, I'd like to be a man. And he was about 5 years of age. And I thought, well, I hope you grow up to be a man. But you know, boys and girls, I was thinking about that. And the other evening in the night of prayer, Noel used a little phrase that really struck my heart. He talked about David being a man. Didn't say it like that, of course. A man after God's own heart. That's a man, isn't it? A man after God's own heart. And then I began to think about David when Noel said that, and I went home and I sat down and I thought about him, and I thought about the man that he was, but I also thought about where it all started out. You see, when you think of David, the greatest king in Israel and a man after God's own heart, he wasn't always like that. Wasn't always like that. In fact, when we're introduced to David, before he became a great man, David was a shepherd. We read of how David tended his father's sheep every day, doing the same little task, moving the sheep from one place to another, attending them, protecting them, doing a role as a shepherd that many people in David's day wouldn't have wanted to do, because it was a very menial task. If you were looking for employment, you wouldn't have wanted to be a shepherd. But David was a shepherd, and that's how it all started off, with a simple task of looking after his father's sheep. But then as we look at David, the next thing we see him, he's a soldier. Of course, we remember the time he came and he met with his brothers and King Saul, and this great giant of a man, Goliath, was standing out, and he was pouring scorn upon the Lord's people and looking for someone to come and to stand against him and to take him on. Well, he found the right man in David, for David wasn't afraid to take him on. And boys and girls, you know the story, don't you, how that David went and gathered the little stones and got a sling, and he gave one good stone and down Goliath went. And he gained a great victory that day. And it's not long until David appears on the pages of Scripture. He's no longer a shepherd boy, but he's a soldier. And he's leading out the armies into battle. And then the next thing I note is this. The shepherd boy who becomes a soldier soon becomes sovereign. He's the king. Because he's set apart and he's anointed to be king over the whole of Israel. Isn't that some rise? From a little boy who went out to tend his father's sheep, leading this vast army to one victory after another over their enemies, and the next thing, he's sitting on the throne and the people are acknowledging David as king. And I thought to myself, what's the secret in all of this? And here's what God's word says. David went on and grew great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. That's the secret. David went on and grew great, from a shepherd boy to the sovereign in Israel, because God was with him and because God blessed him. Do you know, boys and girls and grown-ups, well, some of us who are grown up, we needn't worry about what we're going to be because this is what we are. But those who are children this morning and young people, maybe you've often thought about what you would like to be when you're older, what you'd like to do when you're grown up. I'll never forget the little boy. I want to be a man. Do you know something? There could be nothing better than being a man after God's own heart. Nothing better than being a man or a woman of God. Boys and girls, you might set your sights high and you'll see somebody in the sports field, somebody in the music business, somebody in all kinds of walks of life, and you think to yourself, I'd like to be like them. I'll tell you this, some of them have come and gone, and that's the way it is, and some of them will never be remembered in years to come. But we'll always have something good to say about those who were men and women of God. Set your heart on following after God this morning. And just where you are, look to him to lead you, to guide you, to bless you, to keep you, and to use you. Some of you might rise from this place in days to come as great men and women of God. And that's what my prayer would be for you. David, he went on and grew great because the Lord God of hosts was with him. May you grow great and become men and women after God's own heart.